Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson is calling for tax cuts for the state's wealthiest earners. He announced the proposal as he addressed lawmakers yesterday at the beginning of the fiscal session of the Arkansas legislature. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek of Arkansas Public Media reports the cuts wouldn't be put into law until 2019.
Governor Asa Hutchinson told state lawmakers details of his tax cut plan at the start of this year's fiscal session. He wants a $180 million annual tax cut for the state's highest earners.
We need to reduce the individual income tax rate in Arkansas.
Hutchinson says the goal is to compete with other states for business investors. He says recently at a meeting with the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal, he was asked how much top earners pay in state taxes.
And I said, well, it's 6.9%. And they looked at me and responded, that is worse than Connecticut.
State Senator Linda Chesterfield of Little Rock says she's afraid tax cuts will send Arkansas in the direction of Kansas or Oklahoma, struggling to pay for services like teachers and law enforcement.
And those cuts we can't afford right now because Arkansas is not a state that has lots of money, but we've got to make sure that we maintain funding for education. We've got to make sure that we maintain funding for health centers, job training. We right now are challenged as far as highway monies are concerned.
Democrats are a minority in the state legislature. Republican State Senator Jim Hendren from Gravatt is the chair of a task force hashing out the details of such tax cuts. He says he wants taxes to be as low as possible. He says his task force has met with lawmakers from Oklahoma and Kansas to learn how to avoid such pitfalls. For example, they say give tax cuts for a set period. Don't plan them into the future when the economy might decline.
Be careful about passing tax cuts over a future 3 or 4 year period so that we can all go out and pound our chest that we passed a $200 million tax cut even though we did 50-50-50-50 over 5 years or 4 years. Well, in 2 or 3 years, if the economy dramatically changes, you may not have that $50 million that you approved 3 years ago.
The task force expects to have a report by September. The governor's $180 million proposed cuts for high earners would need legislative approval during the 2019 session. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.
As the fiscal session begins at the Capitol, there are questions looming about whether there will be enough support to keep the state's hybrid Medicaid expansion for another year. Governor Hutchinson says he expects before the session is over to get word that the Trump administration is approving changes the governor would like to make to the Arkansas Works program.
We are all watching the cost, I know. And the most effective cost control is helping people be trained and to earn their way off. And while our work requirement will be one of the most stringent in the country, it is not designed to be punitive, but to increase training and opportunities for employment.
The governor also says he plans to support a working group to propose regulatory reductions on state businesses. The city of Siloam Springs has made it into a top five race to be featured on the third season of Hulu's The Small Business Revolution. Siloam Springs is competing against towns in Illinois, Massachusetts, Texas, and California for $500,000 to stimulate downtown revitalization. The program, distributed by Hulu, is about helping set up small businesses for long-term sustainability. Now, in order to make it all the way, the public will be required to vote. Online voting will be open for the next 7 days at smallbusinessrevolution.com. The group Main Street Arkansas is reporting more than $68 million was invested in downtowns of Arkansas cities in 2017. A press release notes more than 200 downtown businesses received facade renovation or underwent construction improvements last year in cities involved with Main Street Arkansas. And those projects represented a net gain of more than 500 jobs. Main Street Arkansas is an agency of the Department of Arkansas Heritage. Cities in western and northwest Arkansas involved with Main Street Arkansas include Eureka Springs, Ozark, Rogers, Siloam Springs, Fort Smith, Ozark, and Paris. A new study from Morning Consult indicates President Trump's approval rating among registered Arkansas voters is still above 50%, but has slipped a bit since this time last year. The report places the president's approval rating in Arkansas at 53%, down from 59% in January 2017. Arkansans disapproving of his work increased over the last 12 months from 29% to the current 40% disapproving. Arkansas's voters' approval ratings for the president are among the top 10 highest in the country. And Ozark Regional Transit is altering routes in Benton County and reducing the frequency of an express route on Interstate 49 beginning next week. Routes that are exclusively inside the cities of Rogers and Bentonville, routes 11, 51, and 52, will end an hour and a half earlier each day, and the express on I-49 will be reduced from two buses to one bus each day, affecting frequency. The changes take effect Monday.